We could talk about many songs. I think it's interesting, though, about some of the Jewish songs he wrote with his mother-in-law, Yiddish poet Lisa Greenblatt, your grandmother.
Exactly.
That was an interesting relationship he had with her.
First of all, Woody's M.O. for writing tended to be song cycles. He would get hung up on one topic, and he would write hundreds of songs about it. Not one event, but one topic. So the Dust Bowl Ballads is a perfect example of that song cycle. He would just write 30, 40 songs about Dust Bowl. Walking in the Dust Bowl, driving through the Dust Bowl, living in the Dust Bowl, when the Dust Bowl came, when the Dust Bowl went, blah, blah, blah. Everything about the Dust Bowl. Then later on, he wrote a lot of songs about Oklahoma and his homeland, his home county when he was in L.A., kind of a nostalgic look back at his people and his hometown, etc. Then the next song cycle, you could say, is more political with unions, etc. World War II song cycle followed that, where everything he wrote had to do with fighting Hitler and fascism. Hundreds of songs about that. So that's what I mean. I'm just saying he would get on one topic and write the heck out of it from as many points of view as he could. So when we moved to Brooklyn, yes, my grandmother lived across the street, which is why we moved to Coney Island, because they had a couple of little babies, and just like every other young couple, they needed help from mom and dad, babysitting and food and things like that. So we moved across the street from my grandparents. It was a Jewish community, a lot of early Russian and Eastern European immigrants in the community. Yiddish was heard on the streets everywhere you walked. And my father had never really been introduced to Judaism, coming from the Midwest, his culture. There weren't a lot of Jews living in Oklahoma at the time. So the two most important people he met, Moses Ash, who was Jewish and had the recording studio. So every recording you've ever heard of Woody probably came from Moses Ash's studio. Mo was a intellectual, really interested in folk and roots music, activist recording, you know, etc. So he was very influential in Woody's life, and Woody became interested in Jewish history through people like Mo. Like, who are you? Where'd you come from? What's your story, you know? Moses Ash was the son of Sholem Ash, who was a very, very, very famous Yiddish writer and playwright. So there's all these really interesting stories that Woody is intrigued by when he comes to New York, and that includes my grandmother, who was a Yiddish poetess and songwriter herself. My grandmother collaborated with many, many well-known Jewish composers, including a guy named Solomon Golub, who wrote the dreidel song. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. You know, one of the Jewish standard Hanukkah songs. So she was right in the middle of that Yiddish artistic culture. Woody comes along, and again, here's his curiosity, like, so who are you? Where'd your people come from? Not only that, but he taped all these conversations with my grandmother and my great-grandmother, who had come from shtetls in the Ukraine. Anyone who's seen Fiddler on the Roof, that's it. That's where my mom's side of the family comes from. A shtetl, just like in Fiddler on the Roof. Anyway, so my dad would turn on the tape recorder and say, so tell me about your people. Where'd you come from? Why did you come here? What are the songs that your people sang? What's the language? Just question after question, and made these tapes. And then Mo Ash said, you know, there's a lot of commonality between the history of the Jewish people in terms of being kicked out of one homeland. You know, they were always the outsider, discrimination, blah, blah, blah. A lot of the commonalities between African-American communities and Jewish communities and the Dust Bowl, the Okies and the Arkies being kicked out and homeless. So he says, you ought to maybe try writing something on Jewish history and topics. And that became a song cycle. What he wrote from actual Jewish history, one of the longest songs he ever wrote is called The Many and the Few, which is the history of Hanukkah. Name by name, town by town, state by state. One of those nice long Woody Guthrie ballads where he doesn't leave out anything. So you see the Scots-Irish influence of the ballad being used to tell Jewish history. Also some lighter songs about Jewish holidays, Jewish food, Hanukki, Hanukkah, how many blintzes can I eat, the latke tree culture, and then Mermaid's Avenue, where the borscht and the chili and the chop suey meets, because it's an integrated community with many cultures in Brooklyn. So it goes on and on, like a couple of hundred songs based on Jewish topics. I'll also just mention something that most people don't know is that Woody wrote one of the first noted songs about a concentration camp. So he wrote from the very light to the very serious. In 1948, he wrote a ballad of Ilse Koch, who was a Nazi who worked in Buchenwald. He wrote the whole story of who she was and what she did, etc., etc. A very serious piece of work. I'm just saying that because a lot of scholars out there don't know. Some people are trying to determine historically the history of music and the Holocaust. And this is one of the first compositions noted.